Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Look, what's happening to the White House seems to be a perfect visual of what is happening to the country. You know, truly, when you look at demolition that is happening at the White House, they're like ripping down a part of the facade to put in this just glitzy, gaudy ballroom. And it really is just a perfect encapsulation of the destruction and chaos that is happening to the country right now. They had said they were going to build this ballroom. Remember, right, while people are struggling and prices are crazy, and they're going to have this big fancy ballroom. And look, as disgusting and as I thought about it, I thought, well, if they're just going to build on, you know, to the edge, someone else eventually can go in and take it down or change it to something else, whatever it may be. And they had said they weren't going to do anything to the existing structure. But like everything else, it's a lie. It's just awful to see that. They're making way for that $250 million ballroom. And if you see the photos, there's construction equipment ripping down the entrance of the east wing of the White House. This is the area that has long housed the offices of the First Lady. It's just ugly and gross. And like I said, to me, it's in the midst of everything that's going on in this country and how people are struggling. And that's what their focus is on, is just wild.
Yeah, I had said that, if you remember, I don't, whatever, ballroom doesn't sound horrible to me. And the idea that they were like, oh, we're not going to mess with anything. We're just going to add on and private donors or whatever. Okay. It didn't, of all the things out there, I thought, oh, this is lasting. This will be nice. I saw this, it was an NPR article, and they did an interview with a guy named Ed Lengel. This is back from September, who served as the chief historian. So I was kind of curious when I saw this. I'm like, can they just start tearing things down? And I started going down this like historical rabbit hole, and Harry Truman, I guess, had gutted the White House, and people were like outraged. And one commenter was trying to defend Trump. And I thought they actually made a good point, though. And they said, we all survived that. We'll survive this. I'm like, I don't think that's the point. But you're right. We did. Ed Lengel was the chief historian for the White House Historical Association from 2016 to 2018. He spoke about the planned addition. And he said most presidents have made aesthetic changes. There are things like Nixon putting in the bowling alley. That was his thing. Teddy Roosevelt changed stairways. But larger changes, I think this latest one, they said the largest one previous to this was Harry Truman. This is a process, though. He said it usually goes through the National Park Service, working with Congress, making the case for an imperative need that these changes have to be made. If it's a profound change to the architecture of the building, presidents don't just simply say, well, I'm going to change it. There's a process. And they definitely didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't.
But he did go on to say, look, is there a need for entertainment space at the White House? This is the guy who worked and did this. He said, I'd say, yes, there's a definite need for expanded entertainment space. There are a lot of social functions. They go into various rooms across. He said, I've been to those functions. I've talked to the White House curator who complained how guests are all across the White House. But he said those don't. He just is saying, like, look, this is needed, but this isn't the way to go about this.
Here's the point.
I find that fascinating, though, because I expected any historian to say, don't mess with that.
Well, I know. I think that you can make a, like you said, if you can make a case for why it should be done. I just want to let you know that the Truman administration did a complete reconstruction because engineers said it was structurally weak and in danger of collapse. Okay, so that's the difference. So they go, well, so-and-so did. You understand. We all understand you have to do upkeep.
Sure.
And you all have to understand that, you know, if something is falling apart, you have to fix it. But again, it's also just the lie. The lie is, don't worry, we're not going to do anything to what is there now. This will be a completely different structure. And now it's a real gaudy thing as well. If you've got a chance to see what it is that they plan, gold crystal chandeliers, gilded Corinthian columns, coffered ceiling with gold inlays, gold floor lamps. You know, him and that gold checkered marble floor. Look, you can design it however you want. You're there. Are you leaving in a couple of years or are you planning to stick around? It's just one of these things where you go, why is this your need right now? And why not just say up front what it is? And why not make your case to Congress and say why you're going to do it? But don't say this is private money. It's not going to affect anything that's there now. It's a different structure. It's not blah, blah, blah. And then you literally have a wrecking ball there. It's just, this is, like I said, that is the visual of what we are dealing with in America right now. And it's the lies, and it's just the gaudy, and it's the, like, almost Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake stuff. We are working on making a plush, wonderful world for ourselves while the rest of you struggle. It's just crazy.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.